The Ridge and Valley All-Conference baseball selections have been named. First team All-Conference from DeSoto, senior Landon Pedretti and sophomore Finn Roble. From Ithaca, senior Micah Salisbury and senior Logan Anderson, along with junior Sammy Clary. Senior Aaron Kamlick of Lafarge, Seneca sophomore Gage Wall, junior Dawson Davidson, and senior Jake Payne. From Wazika Steuben, sophomore Cooper Lummis and senior Cohen Redman. And from Weston, sophomore Isaac Jennings and juniors Garrett Jennings and Garrett Granger. First team all-conference selections. Ithaca was the conference champion, going undefeated 13-0 during the regular season. Seneca was second at 11-3. DeSoto 9-4. Weston was 9-5. Wazika Steuben 6-7. Lafarge 3-10. It was Kickapoo going 1-11 and North Crawford 0-12. Second team all-conference selections include sophomore Bryce Schultz of DeSoto, junior Mac Neef of Ithaca, Kickapoo junior Evan Wallace. From Lafarge, senior Hayden Fowle and junior Jordan Franks, Seneca sophomore Caden Roberts, and Wazika Steuben junior Brett Wagner. The honorable mention players, sophomore Lane Gelf of DeSoto, Ithaca junior Wes Nelson, Lafarge junior Zach Hansen, sophomore Hunter Hagensick of Seneca, Jonah Klima of Wazika Steuben, a senior, and Weston sophomore Trevor Westfall. The sportsmanship team for the Ridge and Valley baseball year included DeSoto junior Peyton Krager, Ithaca senior Darren Nelson and senior Jackson Lewis, Kickapoo junior Ben Culver, Lafarge senior Gavin Lee and Kyle Degner, Seneca junior Jack Gallagher, Alex Manning of Wazika Steuben, a senior, and Weston senior Logan Bingham. The 2024 Pitcher of the Year, Ithaca junior Sammy Clary, and the 2024 Player of the Year in the conference, Ithaca senior Micah Salisbury. Ithaca coach Danny Clary was recognized as the Ridge and Valley Coach of the Year. Church League softball on the way tonight at the East Diamond, starting at 7 o'clock. Bethel Lutheran will play St. Mary's. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. Boscobel Assembly of God faces Richland Baptist Temple 1 at 8:15. St. Mary's will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, Church of the Nazarene plays Free Methodist. The Mission will umpire. At 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 versus The Mission, with Church of the Nazarene umpiring. Church League softball's website is rcchurchleague.com if you would like to check out any other information in terms of standings or the schedule. Last night in American Legion baseball, Viroqua Legion 18U was a winner over Gaze Mills 7-1. And the Simon Shark swim team started off their 2024 season with a win at Mineral Point versus the host Water Dogs and the visiting Prairie du Chien Water Hawks. The Sharks were led by veteran swimmers Clancy Hying, Malachi Fretz, and Leah Chambers, who all earned three individual first-place finishes. Other swimmers who earned individual blue ribbons were Claire Hying, Morgan Worthington, Chloe Hying, Kaylin Burns, Lauren Chambers, Rachel Waterfall, James Waterfall, and Lucian Hamlin. Swimmers who made their debut with the Sharks on Monday night were Bennett Heisel, Emmerich Coleman, Zaley Coleman, Aspen Rico, Audrey Waterfall, and Cameron Keene. The Sharks are back into action Wednesday night at 5. The meet will be at Simon's Recreation Complex. There was no late-game magic in a 5-3 loss to the Angels Monday night. The Brewers lead Major League Baseball with 22 come-from-behind wins, but that wasn't in the cards this time. Rookie Carlos Rodriguez took the loss after giving up all five runs in less than five innings. Milwaukee got home runs from Jake Bowers and Bryce Tarang, but overall, according to manager Pat Murphy, they didn't play all that well.
We didn't play a complete ball game, you know, in any side of the ball, defense, pitching. Offense, we had, you know, opportunities again and didn't come through. So, yeah, that's disappointing, you know, but credit to the Angels. They did a nice job. Pitcher, you know, he battled, did some great things.
Murphy went on to say things could have gone differently.
A couple points in the game there you can look to. You got to be able to either plate runs or not, you know, make plays or whatever it was. The inning we gave up, we gave him five outs in the inning and can't do that. And then, you know, they capitalized. They made contact with the men on third, sack fly, proved to be devastating there that inning. And then we had second and third, nobody out, and couldn't advance the run. We had punch, punch, punch. So you can credit the pitcher for making quality pitches that split. But, yeah, we got to be able to do that if we're going to win.
The Brewers play again tonight in interleague action. It's an 8:38 start time, just after 8 for the pregame on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Atlanta was a winner over Detroit 2-1, and the Mets 14-2 over Texas. In the National League, Pittsburgh 4, Cincinnati 1, Philadelphia 9-2 over San Diego. St. Louis beat Miami 7-6, San Francisco 7-6 over the Cubs, and the Dodgers beat Colorado 9-5. In the American League, Boston 7, Toronto 3. From the NBA action from last night, Jason Tatum had 31 points, 11 assists, and 8 rebounds as the Celtics topped the Dallas Mavericks 106-88 to claim the franchise's 18th championship, breaking a tie with the Los Angeles Lakers for the most in league history. Boston earned its latest title on the 16th anniversary of hoisting its last Larry O'Brien trophy in 2008. It marks the 13th championship won this century by one of the city's big four professional sports franchises. Jaylen Brown added 21, and Drew Holiday finished with 15 points and 11 rebounds. Elsewhere in sports, starting July 22nd, a total of 16 practices during Packers training camp will be open to the public. All of those practices will be held at Ray Nitschke Field, except for family night on August 3rd. The preseason schedule kicks off the afternoon of August 10th at Cleveland against the Browns. Team officials say the traditional bicycle ride will follow, with players joining the kids riding from the Lambeau Field locker room on the stadium's east side to the practice field. The Packers anticipate that about 80,000 fans will show up, which means more than $9 million to the regional economy. The Wisconsin volleyball program has earned commitments from two Illinois stars. Saturday was the first day coaches like Kelly Sheffield could contact recruits for 2026. 6'2" Kimora Scott is a middle hitter, right side hitter from Homewood Flossmoor High School. About an hour and a half following her announced commitment, 6'5" middle blocker Lenny Tarno signed on. Tarno comes from Bennett Academy in Lyle, Illinois. Both schools are in the Chicago area. That's an update on sports for a Tuesday morning. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.